You couldn't pigeonhole the dozens of locals who told the Treasure Island City Commission last night that banning alcohol on Sunset Beach is a terrible idea. Resident Jeff Fuller said he just bought a house at the epicenter of a beach scene some residents say is over the top.
I remember bragging to family and friends, you know, I could drink a beer on my backyard, you know, which you guys call your beach, but I call it my backyard, and not be criminalized. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. You know, I hold a healthcare professional license, and so does my wife, and we're both healthcare professionals, and we don't think it's fair that we would be turned into criminals to drink a beer in our backyard.
The commission was set to pass a law curtailing alcohol possession or consumption on that beach on weekends during peak hours. It came after a proposal banning drinking on all city beaches went nowhere. It aims to deter the thousands of people who pack the northern tip of Sunset Beach on spring and summer weekends. This sometimes rowdy flock has metastasized over the years since word spread that drinking is legal here. It now packs the area adjacent the waterfront restaurant Caddy's during peak hours. Sunset Beach resident Dean Barlow said the city already has laws that, if enforced, would take care of the bad behavior that's causing the complaints.
Set up DUI checkpoints, bring in Pinellas sheriffs if we need to. Set up cooler checkpoints to stop the glass problem. On May 3rd, I heard about a child stepping on a beer bottle. Most residents feel bad about that. We already have a no-glass ban, so let's enforce that one. Eliminate all off-site parking.
Resident Kay Keller said it's well known in the bar business that this type of crowd is a migratory one and will probably stop flocking here when it's no longer deemed cool.
There's always going to be the next greatest hot spot. Right now it's Caddy's, and we all remember various places. When you think of spring break, when you were that age, where was your favorite place? It wasn't Sunset Beach, and it probably won't be in another year or two.
People opposed to a ban echoed that the city needs to enforce laws already discouraging binge drinking or come up with more precise measures targeting its causes. The city commission outlawed kegs on the beach in 2009, and coolers and outside alcohol are not allowed on Caddy's property. Treasure Island Chamber of Commerce head W.D. Higginbotham said a drinking ban would decimate the local economy, while outlawing only packaged liquor on the beach would help local businesses.
The chamber's proposal is to prohibit bundle packages or containers of alcohol, such as cases of beer, but allow beachgoers to purchase or carry individual cups from licensed vendors or local restaurants.
Only about half a dozen people spoke in favor of the proposed ban. One was Sunset Beach resident Mary Beth Becker.
We had a car parked in our driveway this past weekend, backed into our garage. I thought maybe they were going to turn around and leave. They turned off the engine. They were about to get out of the car. I went down, I said, you can't park in our driveway. And they said, why? Do you have to get out? I thought, why do I have to explain why you can't park in my driveway?
Andrew Kress grew up on Sunset. He said it's not alcohol, it's the crowd.
The lady who had people parking in her driveway, well, they weren't drunk, they were just showing up. And they weren't the little family going to the beach that we used to see here. They were more of the Caddy's crowd.
Rabbi Wellborn said regardless, a ban would prevent future calamities like a recent alleged brawl that caused the police to clear the beachfront north of Caddy's.
A real solution is needed now before a tragedy becomes synonymous with Sunset Beach. And it will get to that point if we let this continue.
After 2 hours of public comment showed those against the ban resoundingly outnumbered supporters, the commission appeared gun-shy. They went with a ban that covered a smaller area and slapped an expiration date on it. The new ban applies to the area between Treasure Island's 8500 and 9900 blocks from 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening on weekends and holidays. It expires or sunsets October 3rd. The commission can choose to reinstate it. City Commissioner Alan Bilds, who represents Sunset Beach, is a strong ban proponent. He said he's okay with the compromise since it will buy the city time to craft a ban proposal for a future ballot.
2 weeks ago, I was a little concerned that I couldn't convince them to go further. But tonight, with the intent to put this in front of the voters, and I think the voters will pass this, I think we're on good ground. I think we're headed in the right direction, and things will be a lot better for all of the residents.
Tim Driscoll, an attorney that several residents and business owners retained to challenge any ban that passed, said he still sees some flaws.
They're trying to regulate something that they think is going to happen rather than something that's already happening, and that makes it illegal. the fact that they put a sunset provision on it means that they're really not committed to the idea, and they probably shouldn't have adopted it at all.
Driscoll added that the commission is practically picking boundaries out of a hat to address a problem they can't really identify. He said his clients may still pursue legal action. Some residents still dislike the compromise, since locals who regularly and without incident bring alcohol to affected beaches are being unfairly treated. From Treasure Island, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.